Hello, and welcome to Intuitive Clarifications with Natasha. My hair, it started raining, so my hair is getting a little crazy here. So how are you today? Today's show is going to be a checking in on you today. And so I'm kind of like checking in to see how everybody is today. So that was the theme of today's show is, you know, because we've been going through a lot this month, and I knew it was going to be a very busy month. You know, we've gone through so many eclipses and new moons, full moons, Mercury and retrogrades, and it just seems like we've been going through years of this energy of like, oh my gosh, why am I on this planet still? There's a reason why you're still here. So I'm Natasha Venter. I'm an intuitive medium. I am, I've been a medium, intuitive person many lifetimes. I work with past lives, well, all dimensions, I'm going to call it. I work with a lot of star beings. I communicate with, and that's the word, is I communicate with. They are with me. My team, your team, we're all together. So if you'd like a private session, and like I said, my hair, it started raining here. So my hair is curly. So here we go. Okay. Hello, Veronica. So today's theme, like I said, that is about, I'm checking in with you. How are you feeling about where you're at right now? We're in this dance of really finding out more and more about ourselves. And, you know, it's amazing, you know, put in the comments, how are you today? You know, I know for me, you know, we're riding the full moon right now. And, you know, that full moon hit last night for many of us. And you know, coming into, you know, my person, hi there on Instagram, that, you know, we're coming into this like major stuff. You know, we just went through this weekend with a big planetary shift of Uranus and Jupiter, and then conjunction this and conjunction that. And if you listen to any astrologer, they're saying that there's this big change. And I can tell you that myself, that I got some big insights over the weekend. How about you? You know, mine was basically where, you know, conversations with people around me, that I was able to kind of discern out how to be. And I know that for me, I've been engaging my nervous system. And that's the thing that we forget about is that, you know, we think that our mind's in control. Oh, no. So Facebook is still freezing your videos when you're attempting to comment. Other than that, life is good. Thank you, Kathy, for being here watching me. I'm so sorry that it is freezing when we want to make comments. I hope, Veronica, that you're not finding that too, but because I see that you're on Facebook too. So I'm live here on Facebook, my YouTube channel, and also on Twitter, and or used to be X, or now it's X, and then and here on Instagram, I'm on my phone here. So feeling more empowered with this energy, very positive shifts. Thank you for seeing it that way, because this is the story that we're in right now is that coming into this, if we're feeling more empowered and we stay on the more positive walk, oh my gosh, we can do that. Like for me, like I was saying, that I'm engaging my nervous system. And engaging my nervous system here, that I'm really finding how much it's been holding me back. And, you know, because I've lived in a lot of drama and trauma, you know, like I've said before, that I've been married to a man now who's 12, 13 years sober, that, you know, when you're living 30 years, they're almost 33 years with a man, that, you know, 35 years together, that, you know, we've been in the stories and dramas and things that have happened. You know, my parents passed away during that time, had kids, you know, he's had job changes. We've had job situations and stuff like that. So, you know, my nervous system hasn't always felt safe. And so with that there's been times where in his alcoholism, he wasn't always the kindest person. And because he wasn't kind to himself, so then I was a safe place to fall. Well, me being my intuitive self, I knew the purpose of that, and I knew how to negotiate it. But at the same time, though, I'm also human, and my nervous system got a hit. So going into this, good evening. Thank you for being here, Peta. I hope I'm saying that. That, you know, going into this, we're in this story of how do we can negotiate our world going forward. And, you know, I want you to know that you are so loved. And if you're feeling like you've been on this roller coaster, up and down, in and out, drama inside yourself. The other day, I felt like, you know, every part of me, you know, I have, I'm a double Cancerian, Aries, and you know, I felt like I had water and fire burning up, and then I felt, and I have Mars in Cancer, and so God of War is in Cancer, loving kindness, emotions, and so I'm hearing this, I want to fight, but then no, I can't fight. I gotta love, and I want to be loving. I'm like, can we just get along? Have you guys been feeling that way? That you're having a struggle inside yourself, that you don't know where to be and do and go. And, you know, it's like one of those things. So as I play with my hair, because that's about the mode I'm in today, I don't know if, you know, where I've been today, it was like herding feral cats. And it was just a story. I don't know how many fights I tried to break up today. So going into that, because I work at elementary school in the morning, that, you know, it's one of those things that we're in this story of breaking through a lot of our old patterns and our old story. And I want people to remember that when we're going through this work and this story, that it's not an easy stepping stone to do. And sometimes we're going to get into these battles inside of ourselves. And getting in these battles inside of ourselves, you know, I'm hoping that you can find a rhythm and find love for yourself while you're doing it. And, you know, emotions are going to be a big part of our life coming forward. And we're all going to disagree with how we can negotiate them. I mean, this morning I started out with one of my coworkers that I was, and she was in tears this morning because she lost somebody, a family member. And she just spent time with family, and she was her first day back from work. And I, you know, I told her today, I said, "You want a hug?" And she hugged me. And she says, "Oh, you're such a good hugger, Natasha." And I said, "Thank you. You got a free one here anytime you need one." And so going into this, that, you know, sometimes we just need to hug, and sometimes we need to hug ourselves in a way. And I'm not saying that it's time to really go into a lot of our old patterns of you know, the way we manage our stress, but yet sometimes we can do a little bit. We can do a little bit of something to give ourselves credit. Like, you know, today I knew I had a bunch of energy, so I love to dance. So what did I do? I danced. That was the thing that I did for myself, was I needed to dance a little bit to kind of move my body through the energy. So remembering that as we're working through a lot of emotion things going on in our head, there's sometimes where we need to get physical. Like I was talking to someone the other day, and, you know, and they got in the car and just drove away. And thank you for having that conversation with me the other day, because it was amazing that, you know, coming and going, that sometimes when we just get out of our norm and get out and just do something physical, that we can really kind of get into a different pattern. And that's a better way to work with our emotions, is to do something a little physical. I know some people like to work out, some people like to walk, some people like to dance, some people, you know, but doing something positively can help you. So I want you to remember that as you're going through a lot of these emotions and a lot of these stories and a lot of this whatever you're going through, that you're human and you're going to be human. And what can we do with it? You know, it's not an in and out or up or down. It's actually, it is an in and out and up and down. It is. But how are you? Like Veronica said, that she's feeling more empowered. Well, that's a good thing, because when we are seeing it more in a perspective, this energy as a perspective of what is this here to teach me? What am I supposed to learn from this? What am I supposed to do about this inside of me? And when we're going through this dance and then this story and going into this amazing place we're in, that if we can stay on the more positive side of it, you know, like last night, I was in a situation where my nervous system was getting triggered. And I could tell it's my nervous system because of the fact that that sometimes in our nervous system, we kind of get held back a little bit, or we get into fear and flight, or we get into anxiety, or we get into some of these stories that we are. And that's the way the nervous system talks. Well, I actually took my nervous system because I was getting a little anxious and kind of trying to start feeling myself being held back. And if you ever feel yourself holding back, it's kind of like you're just kind of like, not too sure I want to do this. Or you feel like you want to throw yourself into the pot and you feel like you want to be all in, but then you're just feeling like, oh, but I can't, I just can't. But that's your nervous system. That's your nervous system that's saying, I can't really do this all the way. I can't go all the way in. And when we're talking about our nervous system, that when we can't go all the way in, that we can maybe take that nervous system. And like I was saying, the mantra, I'm safe, we're safe. I'm safe, we're safe. I'm safe, we're safe. And so going into this, sometimes when we can give these easy mantras, I'm safe, we're safe, I'm safe, we're safe. And I even said, well, even if things change, even if things go forward and they're not always in the grace and ease that I would like it, we're still safe. We're still safe. And so I'd picture some of these negative-ish moments that I've been in, and I would say, but I'm still safe. I'm still safe. So when I was in the moment of having this conversation that I was having, that even though it was a good conversation, but I was bringing this part of my nervous system forward. I'm safe. I'm safe. We're safe. I'm safe. I'm safe. We're safe. Because it's a we. Our nervous system, our emotions, our mind, our spirit self, it's our whatever it is. And so when we say the we, that we can get into more of our wholer self and appreciate it. So I'm going to offer this for you, that if you would like to take it, that when you're feeling that held back, check in to see, is this the held backness of old patterns and old story? Because some of us are in newer relationships or in a newer job that we're not feeling totally safe because our old relationships and our older jobs didn't allow us to feel safe. And so going into this, that if we can in the newer place that we're at, even if we are going to have times where we're not safe, that we know that we can negotiate it. We have tools to negotiate it. We have ways of negotiating it. And so if you can, hold on to that. I'm safe. We're safe. I'm safe. We're safe. And many times when we can do those quick little mantras in times of anxiety or fear or triggers or unsettledness that we're in, that if we can really kind of hold into that knowing that we can really balance ourselves and move forward, because many of us want to do more in our lives. Many of us wants to go forward. Many of us want to be prosperous in our lives, but then there's always something that holds us back. And a lot of times it is our nervous system. Makes you go, doesn't it? So believe that you are doing well in a way that even if you're not as well as you would like it to be, at least you're better than you've been, I hope and pray. Because when we're going into this dance of who we are and what we're going on, that, you know, check it, like today, the show is going to be about checking in with you. How are you doing? How are you feeling? How are you negotiating your world? I mean, sometimes we have to check in with ourselves, give ourselves an emotional hug, give ourselves an emotional balance, giving ourselves an emotional support system. Because if we don't do it, who will do it? You know, and We're all in the midst of having life sometimes flip us up and down. Like I was at my morning scenario, and you know, these kids were just struggling, you know, having, you know, it was over Pokemon cards, you know, and it's like, we're not even supposed to bring Pokemon cards to school. Why are you arguing over Pokemon cards? But I had to get to where they were at, and I had to honor where they're at. And so it didn't take, you know, sometimes our story doesn't take a moment. This one took about 20 minutes to figure out and watch and observe where we were at and the communication we were in. And so after that, and then I communicated with the teacher so that they would know what was going on so that they can figure out a little bit more of that story. And that's the thing that, you know, I just did an intuitive reading, and it's up on my YouTube channel. The whole, it's 11-minute intuitive reading, card reading about kind of the energies of where we're at. And you can look at this card reading probably in 6 months and it would still pertain to what we're doing, because the butterfly started it out, which is about transformation. But there's a group of three cards, and one was fear, and then the next card was communication. So when you're in fear, when you're anxiety, when you're in disharmony with yourself, that many times if we communicate with ourselves, you can find a little bit more ease with yourself. So try that. Communicate with yourself. See where you're at. See what you're doing. That's what I was doing last night when I was in a conversation, and there was a part of me that wanted to jump all in on this conversation, but there was a part of me that was holding back, and I knew it was my nervous system because my nervous system didn't feel safe. But what I do, I communicated with it. We talked while we're having this conversation. You know, you can have, I know, I don't know if everybody can do this, but I can have like three conversations with myself going on outside of me, inside of me, and outside of me with my guides. So going into this negotiation of who we are and what we're doing and the story of who we are, it is time to check in with you. We've gone through a lot. I don't know if you personally have, but I know that you've probably witnessed somebody else that's gone through a lot. And hi, Paula. And you know, doing this, that, you know, we are in this amazing, amazing energy shift. And, you know, it's going to make us stirred up somewhere. Like this conjunction that we had this last weekend. Mercury's in retrograde right now, and it's going to be coming to an end here soon. So we're going to be going out of it. But this, Uranus and Jupiter conjunction, the last time it was in Taurus was in 1941. That was when the war, when Japan and all that story, and all we would have done if we could have negotiated it. We would be here in another way, that communicating would have been a lot better. We have all these wars going on over in India, and I do not mean to dishonor it. And I mean this with total love. But I'm sorry, in a way, it almost sounds like a playground. I work at an elementary school, and oh my gosh, in the morning for a couple hours, and I'm so grateful I'm still there because I love to help keep kids read, because I'm dyslexic, and so I love to help kids read, bring inspiration to them. But oh my gosh, I was having a conversation with kids on the playground that almost sounded like the wars over in India and you know, Israel. I mean love with it. And I send love all the time. It's not to bring them down to that level. But really, when we're talking about emotions, what do I do? Bring kids together and let's talk. Let's talk it out. Man on the Moon, thank you for being here. Reading and intuitive writing helps me a lot to feel good. Oh, I love that. Writing it out. Yes. Writing it out. Actually, you know what I do? Some of those posts that you see me doing, intuitive posts, that's me speaking out. about what I'm feeling for you to maybe bring some inspiration, so I can bring inspiration for you. Because we're all in the midst of doing and being, and oh my gosh, I don't know. You know, a lot of my outer world is stirred up. But does that mean my inner world can be stirred up? Well, I can always learn something from my outer world. I will always learn something from my outer world. I will always try to be in the perspective of my outer world is here to teach me. So what did I learn today? What did I learn today about how to manage my life? Well, I don't know how many times I said, well, this full moon can just go F itself. Because of the trauma of people and kids really playing out their emotions today. You know, so go into this and understand that life isn't going to be, you know, a straight line and you know, but we're coming into this, you know, and if you've listened to anybody, they have said that this year is the year to manifest. This is the year to really bring it in. This is going to be the year of our spiritual growth. This is going to be the year of a lot. It's the year of the Chinese year of the dragon. Oh my gosh, the dragon year is an amazing year of, it's the only animal that is in spirit form on the Chinese zodiac. So going into those ether moments, you know, and you know, this year of the dragon, you know, if you really think about this year of the dragon, don't want to get my sweater snagged, but you know, the dragon comes in and he sets fire to things. He sets fire to things that are unneeded or need to be moved. Now there is good dragons and not so good dragons in the metaphorical sense. So be careful of what you set fire to in your communication. Now, if you had anything in Mercury in retrograde where something blew up or didn't work quite well, well, you are part of the story of evolution. But what I'm going to ask you to do is, what did you learn about that style of communication? Did you align yourself with the conversation? There's many times where I'll ask my husband, honey, is this a good time to have this conversation? And every time I do not, I'm going to say that it usually doesn't always go as smoothly as I intended it to. So, many a times when we're going into these relationships and into these stories, even with ourselves, is this a good time? I'm even doing that with my vitamins. So be aware that no matter where you're at and what you're doing, that the year of the dragon, it's going to be very empowering. It's going to be very joyous. If we can do the work with it. Because I can tell you, the more that you go in and ask grace for yourself, and you ask for wisdom, and you ask your guides for help, and you ask for the wisdom to come for you, that you actually can find peace, tranquility, and more of a gift. Because I constantly... Like today, before I even got out of the car, coming into the house, I sat there for a few minutes and took in a few breaths. Sometimes I shake like a dog, you know, I shake it off because I don't want to hold on to this emotion. I don't want to hold on to this stuff. So going into this, thank you, Man on the Moon, for replying. That, you know, it is. So how, I would love to hear in the comments, how are you doing? Are you feeling like you've been on a roller coaster ride? Are you feeling like you've had, you've been on white clouds? Have you been feeling like you've been going through the car wash metaphorically? Or are you feeling like that you've just been on riding this like car that's going 50 miles an hour down the freeway and the road is smooth? You know, how are you feeling about things? You know, because We are, and I would love to assist you in insights if you're looking for some insights. Now, I'm not going to be doing readings here, but I can maybe give you an insight. I know that people have been having some really wonky dreams, probably, because I know I've had some wonky dreams. You know, have you been feeling like you're the person that you're around a lot is just pushing your buttons? You know, what can we do about it? Well, please don't set fire to it, but maybe we can use our wings to fly above it and get a different vision. So how do you feel about your energy? How are you feeling about your life right now? Because I want you to remember that today is a day. No dreams, a lot of pushing buttons. Yeah, exactly. Thank you, Veronica. You know, and I don't know for you if you are having problems, but sleep has been either sleeping very hard or not very much. You know, so there's been a lot of things that are happening, and we're in the midst of a lot. There's, you know, we're going to be coming into where there might be a little bit of calmness coming in November. I mean, not November, but May. May is in Taurus, so we're going to, and coming into Gemini, towards the end of, you know, into that. So Taurus is about getting grounded. Taurus is about that energy of feeling more solid, more grace. So we're going to be getting out of the emotions of fire of Aries here into Taurus. So getting into that ground, but remembering that the Taurus is a bull. So don't bulldoze yourself through life. You know, if you can, remembering that sometimes it might take a moment to think and see before you react. Start trying to interact if you can. That's the perception that may help you, is that interaction. You know, just like for me, my hair has been driving me crazy today. But what did I do? I tucked it behind the ear, and it might look a little bit better right now, right? So what can you do to get yourself so you're a little more comfortable with yourself? And sometimes that is letting things rest, playing with something for a few minutes, you know, look with at it. You know, if you wrote something down, like Man the Moon says, reading and intuitive writing helps me a lot to feel good. And so sometimes, you know, giving ourselves some moments to see what we actually wrote. A lot of us write things and then we send an email and we don't even look at what we wrote. Me being dyslexic, I try to read it at least 3 or 4 times before I send it. But you know, sometimes I don't have that time, you know, things are happening and I have to make a split decision moment. So how can you find more grace for yourself? Well, this is the time to really love ourselves. When was the last time you looked in the mirror and you really appreciated who you were? Not looking at all the lines or how we've been aging or all this story, but how can you feel about yourself? It's very important. When was, you know, like I was telling my husband was having a little bit of problems, and I said, when was the last time that you kind of, you know, loved it? You know, when was the last time you loved your knee that hurt? When was the last time you loved your guts because they were a little bit disruptive in your moments? So it's time to really engage with who you are and love yourself. We're in the midst of some big up and downs, and we're not done yet. But oh my gosh, I am so excited. I am so excited for the future. I am so excited. But I know for me, I don't know what it's going to happen. I know that I've been looking around in my house and feeling like it's pretty full. So it's going to be time to start moving some stuff. Because I'm not ready to move my house, but I'm going to move some stuff. Lighten the load a little bit. So, Kathy, thank you. Cool Rocks, thank you. Those icky nudges might have a gift to assist us in unsticking ourselves from what we want to grow beyond. I love that. So going into that, and I hope I read that well, that, you know, we get those nudges, and some of us do not like those endings. We don't like those nudges that we have to get in. But oh my gosh, how do you feel afterwards? How do you feel afterwards? That was darn worth it, wasn't it? That was so worth it. A man on the moon. I'm not sure I understand everything you're saying, but I think I understand most of important things. So how can I assist you in helping you understand what I'm saying? I know this would be a conversation, but you know, going into where we're at, it's time to slow down and really appreciate that our body is part of this dance. And as we're going through and nudging ourselves and getting the nudges and getting the ups and downs and getting these outer aspects of other people's stuff, grief happening, job changes, homes changing, relationships changing, just people just, you know, slamming down the phone because they just can't talk to us right now. Do we take that personally? Well, we could. But the thing I'm asking you to do, though, is to really slow down and love yourself. Give yourself credit. When your knee hurts, rub it and say, I love you. Thank you for everything you're doing. When your guts are unsettled, you know, when your gut is unsettled, when was the last time you rubbed it and said, I love you? Last time your heart ached, did you say, thank you? I'm sorry. When was the last time that you really set forward in your nervous system of life and told your nervous system, hey, we've got this? So Sue, thank you very much. Did some inner healing recently and ended up forgiving myself for being human. I love it. My higher self came and loved my on my inner child, and it helped to heal. What a gift that was. Wow. You do hypnosis, and I know it does a lot for you. Oh my gosh, girl. Good job. Good job. You know, it's amazing for doing that work. It's amazing when we take the time and really see who's talking. Who's really talking? Is it our inner child? Is it my teenage self? I don't want to do this right now. I'm really frustrated that I have to do this. Well, that might be your teenage self that's really rebellious. Remember being rebellious as a teenager? I deal with them every day, so I remember how I was. This is a time, really, that in order to really evolve as our spiritual selves, get to know your emotions. They're here to help us, not to hinder us or punish us. But who's in control? Like, I have a conversation with a first grader a lot as we go for walks. That a lot of times we go out and we go for a walk, and I tell him as he's ready to run, you know, run and run and run, I said, wait a minute. Who's control of your energy? I am. Okay. So what is your energy wanting you to do? Run. But what am I asking you to do, and what are you doing? I'm standing here. So who's in control of your energy? I am. So who's in control of you? Is it your emotions? Is it your inner child? Is it your body? Is it your mind? Or is it your life? Are you interacting with your life, or is your life interacting with you? Check in to where you're at, because this is a perspective that if you can hold a perspective, one of those two, or it might be both, that you are not necessarily in control of your life, but you're interactive with your life. And if we can go into this negotiation of interacting with our life. Like a coworker was saying today, Natasha, you look like you need to go take a minute. I think I will. Because taking those moments gives us a chance to interact and analyze and witness and see. So, as the theme of this show was today, to check in with yourself. Because I'm checking in with you. How are you doing? You've come through a lot. And if you haven't, hallelujah. And if you have, then maybe somebody else around you have. So, Sue, I had two gigantic beings come in. One felt like Mother Mary, but was light blue. Maybe, I don't know that word. I'm sorry. Pelargon. I'm going to let other people read it. You can't read on Instagram. The other was huge and dark, felt like an ancient ancestor of Sasquatch, maybe an Andromedan. Yes. Huge. Pleiadin. Thank you, Kathy. Cool rocks. Oh, thank you. You know me. I have a friend, both Sue and Kathy both know me and being very dyslexic, and I have a hard time sometimes reading. But I persevere. And that's the thing is that a lot of my knowings that I have, most of my knowings, yes, I've read a few books, but morally it was easygoing books that I read them. Oh, Pleiadian. I got it. Thank you. See, it takes me a minute sometimes. Pleiadian. Gigantic beings, felt like Mother Mary, but was light blue. So I'm going to tell you that, Mother Mary likes light blue and she doesn't always come in as herself. You got it. Thank you. This takes me a minute sometimes. See, and that's the thing. How do I appreciate my humanness and my dyslexic self? We laugh together more and more, but I also metaphorically put her in a wagon and she's coming along for the ride in my life. She has no choice. That's the thing is that we have these parts of us that sometimes hold us back. And I'm an imagery person. I am so imagery. I'm a metaphorical person. I'm very imagery about my life. I'm very dyslexic in the sense of, so if I don't picture it, I don't grab onto it. Like that Pleiadian, now I get where it's coming from. But going into this, how is our story at? Do we punish ourselves because we don't get it? Oh, I didn't get that. No, I won't do that. She felt like an ET. And I'm going to tell you that this is the way I picture life. The fairies and the fae and those entities are the star beings of our planet. I also see that we have earth angels, and they are part of the ET story. Archangels are part of the ET. They're just light. So they're part of the star beings. And then we have star beings, and there's different stages of that. So Mother Mary, that's why she can come as white calf buffalo woman. That's why she can come as an ET. That's why she can come, because she is an energy. And so with that, if we get stuck, I love you too, Sue. Thank you. We get stuck. But I can tell you, though, that, you know, these angels and these guides and, you know, that's why, you know, we're getting it. These mixed messages about, you know, that maybe the angels are star beings. Well, they are. They just come differently. They just look different. They're just light beings. They're cleaner. They have different intention than, let's say, the Pleiadians or the Artesian or whatever you want to call them. I mean, so we all have these different concepts. Thank you. One person's concept of a totem animal is another person's concept of a fairy. Exactly. It's about what we can accept. Exactly. Thank you, Kathy, for that statement. That, you know, if we believe it what it is, then it is what it is. If we believe we got a healing, hallelujah, believe you had a healing. Because you're the one that's in charge of your healing. That's the thing when I have a session with someone and I do past life and DNA healing. And oh my gosh, there's been miraculous healing aspects on that. But I also understand that I hold the space, I hold the understanding, the intention of healing to happen. It's up to the person doing the work and the person who's seeing the image, negotiating what their emotion is and doing what they're doing. And as they walk forward in their life, that they are the ones getting the healing done. I'm just part of the witnessing. So going into who we are and what we're doing, this is the time to believe. But I'm going to come back to it. Communicate. Communicate to where we're at. Communicate where we're at. Communicate with who you are. Communicate with friends you can trust to see where you're at. Because we've gone through a lot. So Sue, thank you very much for being here again. When I need help moving through my more human moments, I've learned to ask for help. Sometimes help is a friend or an angel or who knows what. And sometimes, Sue, we have some of the greatest conversations. Because there's nothing that surprises me. There's nothing that surprises me. My friends always say, how do you go from here to here? I just do. I just do. So today, we're coming down to 444, actually, on my time. What a magical time that is. That coming into this, I am going to do some oracle card readings. And I cannot do my angel card or my dragon cards, even though they're calling to me, because I left my book out in the other room. So sorry, dragons, you cannot be a part of this. Since we're getting down to the last little bit here, who wants to come out? Who wants to come out? Let's do the ancestral. I love being here. Thank you, Man on the Moon, for being here. So what I'm going to do is these guys want to. So actually, I'm going to do two different cards. Ascended Masters card and Wisdom of the Avalon. I love these decks. I keep coming to this. I want you to pull one for you. Oh, thank you, Kathy. Yes, I will pull one for me. Let's see here. So who would like a card reading? So either Ascended Masters or Wisdom of the Avalon. And I would be good. So on Instagram, if you would like one too, you can do that. I did a card reading. Woo! So this is for somebody. Frog. So this is for, I might just start pulling cards. Cleansing house, releasing emotional baggage. So here's one. Frog. Frog is as good as their environment, right? So if a frog is in a toxic environment, what happens to their skin? They grow an extra leg. They grow whatever is happening. They grow lumps and bumps on themselves. So going into this, our environment, what we eat, what we see, what we smell. Oh my gosh. Fragrances are so impactful to our senses, and people like to use aerosols and all these different things, but be careful. Our environment is getting pretty toxic lately, emotionally, physically, and spiritually. And so with that, be careful of your environment. Also, too, it's time to really clean our house. It's really time to clean our environment. I'm actually going to buy new sheets that are really cotton. I got cotton sheets, but they're not real cotton sheets. And so I need to buy cotton sheets so that my body feels better when I'm sleeping. So cleanse your house and know that frog is also about singing in the spring and changes the season. So listen to frog music because it's very earth. It's kind of like a cat purr. It might be annoying if you have a lot of frogs around you, but frog actually represents a great peacefulness. So, I saw that picture, Sue, that you saw a frog the other day. I didn't really need the card today, though. Thanks. don't really need a card. Yeah, especially since you work with so many animals that you can get card readings every day. Because that's the thing is that people forget that animals are around us and they are almost like a card reading. Like I'm on a road somewhere and I see a hawk. Well, I know that hawk is about it's my totem actually. So it's about getting their greater vision. It's about inner strength. It's about knowing. And they remind us of singing our own song as well. Thank you, Kathy, for that impression of frog. So frog helps us sing our own song. And that's the thing is that, I grew up in a time where we used to be able to have opinions. And we used to have other stories, and people would have conversations about how we would agree or disagree, and then we would just say okay, we would have different opinions, or we would find better friends that had more opinions like us. We didn't necessarily fight about it, or you have to be like me. We can find our own rhythm, and that's the thing. It's really time to find our own truth. So sing your own song. Understand your environment is part of your environment. So if you're having problems with having asthma all the time, check to see what the soap that you're using for your laundry soap. You might be smelling it every day, and then you might be having more problems. So check in with your environment. It's sneaky how it's starting to talk to us. Frog can be really small. Or it can be as big as a big bullfrog or bigger. So remember that the cleansing, it could be as little moments, just making little steps, or it could be getting bigger. So let's do another card here. Oh, these guys are talking. Okay. Ancestor mists. Thank you everyone for being here. I'm so grateful you're here. I'm hoping that this conversation helped. I'm hoping that you check in with yourself. And if there's any last minute moments that you want to say how you're feeling, I want you to feel heard. We've been going through a lot, and you're worthy of being heard. You're worthy of being witnessed. And I always like to witness people with love and kindness, and knowing that you have your truth, and I'm hoping that this perspective of this conversation was given to you for your wisdom. So take and discern what you need out of it. You don't have to believe everything that I believe, but I'm hoping that something can help. Woo! Something can help you in the moments that you're walking. Told you, Zoom. Mother Mary. White calf. White buffalo calf woman. Mother Mary. She's here. Now, I'm going to tell you that the Ascendant Masters and the angels can really come in, and they will come in for you. If you believe in fairies, they'll come in as fairies. If you believe in animals, they'll come in as animals. If you believe in songs, they'll come in as a song that they put on the radio for you. If you believe in written word, you'll find billboards and bumper car or the bumper sticker on cars will be what you needed to see that day. But if you look, the buffalo is one of the few animals that actually runs into the storm. Because they know that if they go into the storm, that the storm passes over them, and then they'll have green grass after the rains. So I'm going to offer to you, as the white buffalo is so sacred, to be like the buffalo. Run, not run into the storm, but don't be afraid of the storms that come to you. Move with them, and you'll notice that actually they get easier, because that gives us the strength to go on to the next one. And Mother Mary, white buffalo calf woman, can really inspire us. She is mother. She's mother of Jesus. She's mother of the world. She's mother of us, and she can love us. The next card that we got was Stay Focused. This is the second card I got. So that was in the card reading that I did the other day. On my YouTube channel is the only place that you'll find the whole card reading. Stay focused. So a lot of times we get distracted by other people's truths. We get distracted by the world around us. So even though I was in the middle of a playground with 150 kids all around me, what I ended up doing, hi, Carol Sue, thank you for being here, my mother-in-law, that when we stay focused in that moment, that a lot of times I just sat there and I witnessed the world around me. Yes, I was watching kids to stay safe, but I took a moment, I stayed focused. I didn't want to become what was going on around me. I had to become who I am. And so that's another one is to stay focused, and please don't get distracted by the world around us. It's important for us to be who we are. Where's the other card? Oh, here it is. Because the spiritual law of attraction is among us right now. So so Sue says, standing strong in the storms, persevering. Thank you. I hope you are, Sue. So going into this, that what we believe we get attracted to. So if you're struggling with your life being full of drama, well, check in to how you are feeding into the drama. Or if you're feeling like you're feeling a loving vibration, like today, I danced around to rise up my vibration. Because of the fact that I wanted to be at a higher vibration, not the lower vibration of emotions. And it's not wrong to be emotions. I mean, a lot of us are sitting in a lot of emotions, and that's okay. But like I said at the beginning of the show, find yourself ways to be physical if you're dealing with a lot of emotions. Because right now we're in the law of attraction. So if you think that you are of less than, you're going to be bringing that to you. And I know that we all deserve more. So believe that you're greater than that. You're greater than the world around you. Like today, I was not the chaos around me. I was me, even though I was interacting very strongly with the world around me. And there was times I had to step out of it to get back to me. So, law of attraction. So right now, no, you're not alone, because we have staying focused, not getting in distraction, can bring us the law of attraction. We are very strong. We are very memorized by life. And there's one more card that wants to come here. And then it will be time for me to sign off. Thank you for being here, everyone. Okay. Woohoo! Okay, I'm going to show this quickly because I know a lot of people don't like spiders. Spider. Spider is about weaving a new web. What can we catch in our spider? So remembering that we have the card of law of attraction, right? The spiritual law of attraction. So if we have attraction, so what are we want to catching in our new web? What is it that we want to catch? Do we want to catch... spiders love to, have you ever watched them weave a web? What a magical thing they are. Very smart. They know where everything is. But the thing is, though, be ready to catch. So what are you attracting to yourself by what you're not focusing in, right? So it's time to really believe if we focus on the better, we'll have the attraction to catch in our web of life. Creative projects. So creative projects is the theme of this. So what can you do that's creative again? What can you do to bring inspiration? Because I'm going to tell you, if you're struggling in your life, do something joyful, and that will help you. That will do something joyful. Like for me, I danced for a little bit. So I want you to remember, as I'm checking in with you today, I sure want to talk. This is my intuitiveness. They want to talk. Another card that not everybody wants to see. So serpent, knowledge and healing. So this is another card that says the serpent. Be really ready, willing to shed the skin of our old past, our old truths. Ready to shed our own skin of what people have told us over the years that have been truth. Because I'm going to tell you, history is being rewritten. I'm going to tell you that the ideas of the world are being rewritten. They weren't wrong in what they did, but now we know better to do better. So keep... Thank you. Keep dancing, dear. Thank you. You're more than welcome, Kathy. Thank you for that. You know, that it is, but you know, as snake likes to climb trees or get off the ground, get a different vision. Like the cobra comes up and gets a different vision when it's ready to strike. When it wants to investigate, it gets down. But as snake sheds its skin, sometimes the eyes get clouded over. And it can't see for a little while, but it believes in its instincts. So remembering that sometimes as we can't see our world, come back to you. Come back to your inner strengths. You're amazing. You've got it. And you're going to get it. Even if you don't know all the answers, answers are coming. So just check it out. Find inspiration. Find people that you like to listen to. Thank you for being here. And know that no matter what, by the end of the year, we're going to be amazed at what happened. Just saying. So, I love you guys. Thank you for being here. I'm here every Wednesday at 4 o'clock Pacific time live. Would love to support you in your life journey. Don't know what next week's going to be about yet. This weekend I'm at a fair down in Juanita Park. So if you're in that area, please come and visit me. And remembering that no matter where you're at and what you're doing, you've got angel help. You've got spirit help. Because white calf buffalo woman is also Mother Mary. She's also Kuan Yin. She's also a lot of different beings. And yes, that just popped out. So, must be true. I'm Natasha Venter at intuitiveclarifications.com, new website name. If you're looking for inspiration and looking for life support through your journey of ups and downs and ins and outs, I would love to assist you in a private session. So if you'd like a private card reading or a private session, please make an appointment. Blessings be, and I do hope that all that you are, that you find hope. Please like, share if you know this video can be helpful for someone. Please subscribe if you like to see more of my inspirational posts. And if you'd like to more of that card reading, go to my YouTube channel, Natasha Venter IC, and see the card reading for Sunday. Blessing be. Bye now.